Hi, everybody. This is Jim Cahill, and welcome to another edition of Five Questions for an Emerson Expert. Today, I'm joined by Larissa Wexler. Larissa leads our life cycle services marketing. She has a mechanical engineering degree from her native country, Brazil, and received an MBA from Cornell. Welcome, Larissa.
Thank you very much, Jim.
All right, I'd like to start by asking our experts, what made you decide to pursue a STEM-based career?
So, since I was a kid, I always liked math and science, and it was always, for me, the easiest subject at school. So, I initially thought about doing just like pure math as my major, you know, undergrad, but then I realized I want to do something more practical, right? So that's when I started focusing, like, okay, I want to do engineering. And what kind of engineering will be, like, the ones that give me more opportunities? So I thought it would be mechanical engineering. And that's why I chose to do mechanical engineering as my undergrad. And I also thought, like, engineering would give me, open so many doors for different things I wanted to do in my career, right? It's in the STEM fields or even outside of it. Engineering opens so many doors. It also, like, also helps you develop that quantitative, analytical thought process that helps you anything like professionally and also personally, right? So that's how I started. And then later on, as you mentioned, I did my MBA at Cornell because I wanted to have that business background so I could move more for management roles at Emerson.
Well, that's great. And I guess from getting that mechanical engineering degree, what led you into the field of process automation?
So that's a very good question. I started at Emerson 2.5 years ago through the MBA leadership program. And the reason I decided to join Emerson in the leadership program, it's because this program gives like exposure to senior leadership at the company, right? So you work with different presidents, you work with different VPs at the company with different teams in different areas. So it gives you the opportunity to be part of strategic programs that are going to drive growth for the company, but it also gives you the opportunity to explore different areas in the company so you decide what would be the best fit for your career and also would be the best fit as your next role at the company.
Well, that's great, getting broad exposure around the company and everything. So I guess in the role that you're in now around life cycle services, can you tell us about a recent challenge that you've been working on to solve?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, I'm part of, it's a new role. I'm doing marketing for life cycle services. And what we're doing right now is we're creating a value proposition and go-to-market strategy for automation solutions lifecycle services that goes across all business units in our company. And it's a very exciting topic because in recent studies that we've done, outcome-based services, that's the next generation of services or what we call advanced services, it will take off in the next 3 to 5 years with a CAGR of over 8%. That's above the market. So we're working on how we're going to integrate the message, how we're creating a go-to-market strategy, how we're going to develop a roadmap for that. So that's a very interesting and exciting challenge that we're just starting, and it's going to be a great opportunity in fiscal year 18 to be working on that.
Yeah, I think technology has opened up so many possibilities in serving the process manufacturers out there. So I think getting in and looking at that growth that it's going to have and the role Emerson's going to play and how we reach our customers to do that, that's really exciting.
And we're trying to like connect how do our services that are enabled by our Plan Web, right, ecosystem, how would we go about it, right? How we go to market with anything as a service, right? As we already have the technology to do the right, for example, connected services.
Well, that sounds like it keeps you pretty busy, but once you get outside the walls here and are on your own time, what do you enjoy doing outside of your work?
Yeah, I'm very lucky to live here in Austin. It's a great city with so many activities. There's always something going on. It's a great weather, well, besides July and August, right? So, and I really enjoy the outdoors. So I try to go like kayaking with my boyfriend over the weekend, or go for the barbecue with my friends like in the state and national parks around here, around the city. And also I try to enjoy like unique things about Austin, right? Like street fairs that we have, or special concert or events. They're very unique about Austin. So I enjoy that a lot.
Well, I'm with you there and enjoying the outdoors around here, other than those brutal months of summer in here. So my last and final question for you is, what advice would you have for women considering pursuing a STEM-based career?
So my advice for women considering STEM-based career, it's to think about and do research about like what are all the options for a career, right? Because I think we usually tend to think that careers in STEM are always very technical, and they can be technical if you want them to be, but not necessarily they need to be super technical. There's so many opportunities that you, so many different options that you can work in STEM fields, or like here at Emerson, for example, right? So I really advise, do your research, talk to your friends, your career coaches, your professors, and understand what are the opportunities that are out there, because you're going to be surprised. And especially for us women, there's so many opportunities that open up, and we want to make sure we bring more women into leadership positions into the STEM fields.
Well, that's great advice. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Thank you for having me.